The Year of Faith with Father Don De Castro.
Meditation number 2. What are the steps that lead to faith and eventual eternal life, according to the teachings of the Catholic Church? The steps towards eternal life, as taught to us in the liturgical calendar and explained to Catholics on Sunday Masses, are these. First, repentance, which is taught to us during Advent and Lent. Secondly, the life of faith that is taught to us in summary form during Passion and Holy Week and explained in more detail during the so-called Sundays in ordinary time. Third, the life of hope, as explained briefly during Easter. And number four, the life of charity, which is explained also very briefly after Pentecost. Why is hope and charity very briefly explained? Because it is useless to explain these two virtues if the listener does not have faith. But if the listener has faith, they would know what is hope and charity through infused knowledge. That is, God Himself would explain it to them directly, without the need for either books nor teachers. Our Holy Father Emeritus, Pope Benedict, describes exactly the same four steps, but using the words of St. Augustine. This is found in the Ecclesiology of St. Augustine, where he describes the four steps in relation to one's entrance into the Catholic Church. So the image of the Catholic Church is prominent in Augustine's enumeration. And the four steps are, first, conversion. Second, entrance into the kingdom of God, which Augustine describes as entrance into the Catholic Church. Third, encounter with Christ and the Holy Spirit. Fourth, entrance into eternal life. Pope Benedict's four steps are identical to the liturgical calendar, but using slightly different words. Pope Francis has not yet reminded us of these formulas. He has given gems in his speeches, but has not yet reminded us the necessary four steps towards salvation that every Pope is obliged to review to the Catholics during their papacy. Maybe he is still adjusting to his new posts. The steps enumerated by St. Augustine is identical to the four steps in the liturgy, and the four steps in Pope Benedict's new evangelization, except that Augustine shows a different point of emphasis, and the list enumerated by St. Augustine is the following. The first is realization of one's sinfulness sparked by one's consciousness of original sin. Second, the realization of the need for redemption to remove the original sin and its effects. Third, the feeling of total helplessness in removing one's sins. And fourth, the realization for the need of an institution called the church, within which one can work out the salvation of his soul. All of the above four steps mentioned in the liturgy, mentioned by Pope Benedict, and mentioned by St. Augustine, may be summarized simply in the following steps. First, conversion. Second, faith. Third, hope. Fourth, charity. This is easier to memorize. Christ in the Gospel tells us that we only have to do the first two steps, repent and believe. Hope and charity will come along with believing, if believing is done properly.